When President Bush spoke earlier this evening, he described the rebuilding of the devastated Gulf Coast region as one of the largest reconstruction efforts the world has ever seen. The president outlined a number of federal programs to rebuild the Gulf Coast. They included emergency help for evacuees to pay for food, clothing, and shelter, tax breaks for rebuilding businesses, and federal funds for rebuilding roads and bridges damaged by the storm and flood. The president also reached out to the communities that have been the most visibly hit.
Within the Gulf region are some of the most beautiful and historic places in America. As all of us saw on television, there's also some deep, persistent poverty in this region as well. That poverty has roots in a history of racial discrimination, which cut off generations from the opportunity of America. We have a duty to confront this poverty with bold action. So let us restore all that we have cherished from yesterday, and let us rise above the legacy of inequality. When the streets are rebuilt, there should be many new businesses, including minority-owned businesses, along those streets. When the houses are rebuilt, more families should own, not rent, those houses. When the regional economy revives, local people should be prepared for the jobs being created. Americans want the Gulf Coast not just to survive, but to thrive. Not just to cope, but to overcome. We want evacuees to come home for the best of reasons, because they have a real chance at a better life in a place they love.
That's President Bush speaking earlier this evening in a nationally broadcast address from Jefferson Square in New Orleans' French Quarter, a speech that ended with an allusion to the tradition of the jazz funeral in New Orleans and the triumphant second line emerging from the mourning that preceded it.